I had a father that was in World War I, and he too was a veteran. And when my father got out of the service, you know, they always say there are jobs for the veterans. There's no jobs for veterans. There's no benefits for veterans. I have a brother that was in the Vietnam War, and he came back, not himself. And to go out and find a job, it was hard. And there is no benefits. He couldn't get medicine. And we sitting up here, and we have our president telling people, we need war. We need people to fight for war. What are we fighting for? What are we fighting for? Why do we want our brothers, our sisters, our husbands, friends and loved ones going to war with Iraq for oil? We're not fighting for freedom. We're not fighting for the protection of our country. We're fighting for oil. Come on, guys. Who want to die for some oil? What kind of slogan going to be on the medal? I died getting oil from Iraq for Mr. Bush. I don't think I want to have that kind of medal. So, I say this. I'm the recording secretary for Local 738, and I'm a 30-year vet member of the Teamsters, and I'm proud to be here today. I've had a lot of the speakers speaking, and they really amazed me with what they talked about. And basically, they really talked about some of the things that I wanted to say, but to me, tragedy within itself is to know that innocent women and children are going to die in Iraq. Plus, our own loved ones will lose their lives. And it's because of the uncertainty of what's happening in Iraq about their weapons of mass destruction. And they say, I'm against this war because why do we have to go and fight a war that isn't about us winning anything, but it's about control? And we know that it takes a lot of money to finance this war. Why can't we get that same amount of money to provide better education for our children? How come we can't get some of that money to help our elderly people to pay for prescription drugs that is going up every day and they can't afford it? How come our fellow brothers and sisters cannot get health care for their families because they've lost their jobs and corporate greed is taking all of our goddamn jobs to other countries? What is our government doing to help that? What are they doing about that? But there's a lot to say about, we want this all, but what about jobs? We need jobs to take care of our families. If you would give us just a little bit of that money, Mr. Bush, to provide us money to take care of our families, it would be greatly appreciated, because I definitely don't want it for a war. I see no reason for a war. And we've all heard that song, what is war and what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. The war is not worth crap. Why are we going to war? And so, as our fellow speakers have said, Mr. Bush, we have a couple of things to say to you. Why don't you put your family on the front line and go to war, Mr. Bush? Because we love ours just like you love yours. And why is it that, Mr. Bush, you have all of these people around you to protect you? Who do we have to protect us? You took the election and you promised to help the working people. What's been happening to the working people? Going down the toilet. All of our jobs is going straight there. And what is being done about it? Nothing. Nothing. But our government, our loving government, is so adamant about us going to war. I would like to know who in here would want their brothers and their sisters or their husbands out there on that front line out there fighting for some damn oil in Iraq. Tell me who. Tell me who. Tell me who would sit down and say, you know what? I think we need this war. We have a declining economy, people. And guess who's responsible for that declining economy? Our government. But there's nothing being done about it. And I say, Why do we take all of that money that we have that's allocated for this war and give us some jobs? Give us some jobs to take care of our families. Leave those people alone in Iraq. Let them people be able to live. Let those people be able to provide for their families. Because know what? They're people just like us. They might be in another country, but God damn it, we are the same people, and they care about their families just like we do. Why should our people go over there killing their children, their women, their husbands for some, for oil? You know, I'm not a speaker, but when it comes to, you know, you're doing things to hurt people, it seems the same to me about companies. We have a company that's shutting down and 1,500 people is going on the street. And you know, the first thing he said, you know, it's not about the wages, but it's about the sugar. Well, God damn it, why you still got a plant here that you still have running, but it's not about the sugar. So what is the government doing to help protect our jobs here? What are they doing? They're going just bye-bye. And then they've got the damn nerve to bring this back over here and sell it. So if there's some kind of penalty for people that just get up and leave, if the government will try to take care of things at home instead of trying to go abroad, we wouldn't have the problems that we have now. Because Mr. Bush, you're not taking care of home. You can't take care of home. How the hell are you going to go take care of something over in Iraq? But still you want to say, we need this war. If you can just come and tell me why we need this war, I would greatly appreciate it, because I have a lot of constituents that say, we don't need it. So come and explain it to me, Mr. Bush, and I'll be glad to receive you. Thank you.